Secretary Clinton's visit to Japan comes on the heels of Tokyo's announcement that Asia's leading economy shrank by more than 3% in the last 3 months of 2008, as exports and factory output fell. It was the third straight quarterly decline in Japan's gross domestic product and the economy's worst quarterly performance in 35 years. Last week, Secretary Clinton told an audience at the Asia Society in New York that she will use what she called smart power diplomacy, seeking stronger bilateral, regional, and global cooperation to deal with world issues like the economic crisis.
The global financial crisis requires every nation to look inward for solutions, but none of us can afford to become so introspective that we overlook the critical role that international partnerships must play in stabilizing the world's economy and putting all of us back on the path to prosperity. And we cannot respond with a race to erect trade and other barriers. We must remain committed to a system of open and fair trade.
Shortly after Mrs. Clinton departed for Asia, North Korea's official news agency suggested the country is preparing a missile launch, insisting that the communist state has a right to pursue space development. U.S. and South Korean officials have said they believe Pyongyang is preparing to test its long-range Taepodong-2 ballistic missile. Mrs. Clinton has called North Korea's nuclear program Northeast Asia's most acute challenge. She says President Barack Obama is committed to working through the six-party talks involving the United States, China, Russia, Japan, North and South Korea, and that her trip is intended to move the process forward. Last week at the Asia Society, Secretary Clinton urged Pyongyang to refrain from what she called any provocative action and unhelpful rhetoric.
The North Korean government has committed to abandoning all nuclear weapons and to return at an early date to the Treaty on Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons. We continue to hold them to those commitments. If North Korea is genuinely prepared to completely and verifiably eliminate their nuclear weapons program, the Obama administration will be willing to normalize bilateral relations, replace the peninsula's long-standing armistice agreements with a permanent peace treaty, and assist in meeting the energy and other economic needs of the North Korean people.
While in Japan, Secretary Clinton is expected to meet with family members of Japanese citizens who have been abducted by North Korea. Pyongyang has admitted to kidnapping at least 13 Japanese nationals during the 1970s and 80s to train them as spies. The North has allowed five to return home in recent years and has said the others have died. But Japan says more people were abducted and that it wants information about their whereabouts. Previous U.S. administrations in their first diplomatic forays tended to focus on Europe and the Middle East. Mrs. Clinton's first official trip takes her to Japan, South Korea, Indonesia, and China, where she says she hopes to signal the United States needs strong partners across the Pacific Ocean. The United States, she says, is both a transatlantic as well as trans-Pacific power. She says each stop represents partners who, in her words, are indispensable to America's security and prosperity. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.